7 QMB mobile monitoring 19 link system.
Well, top of the morning, Mr. Rick. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Good morning, Jim. How's my signal coming through? I'm just north of Mansalona here.
You're readable, but marginal. You know, maybe give you another 5 miles, and you're probably going to be solid into it.
I'll give a try back in 5. KI-7, QMB mobile. KI-7, QMB mobile, monitoring 19, link system.
Hey, that sounds much better. HCA-DG-19 also.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it doesn't take much. A mile or two makes a big difference. So, how is Jim this morning? I take it today's Wednesday. I've lost track. It's been a busy week.
Yeah, we'll call it a Wednesday, and it's going to be a snowy today, tomorrow, and the next day, maybe. But then it's going to warm up over the weekend. You know, what can you say? It's got kind of a funny story about snow. Do you want a funny story?
I'm all in. Go for it.
Well, all right. On my land here, I sold 3 lots on the lakefront. And it has a dedicated driveway. Well, we kind of have to assign a name to that driveway, so it's going to be a private road. And so I came up with the name Snowy Owl Lane. How does that sound? Snowy Owl Lane.
I like the name. The only question I have is, will it fit on a street sign?
Well, probably if you abbreviate lane to just be LN, I think it would. You know, the way private signage works up here in our county is they're blue. Blue signs indicate it's a private road, not a county road.
Oh, nice. So do you have to put the sign in, or does the town do that?
Well, since it really only applies to people on the road, it's the responsibility of the people that own the, quote, private road. But the reason being is that in order to get building permits, they can't all be, well, at least according to the latest rules, if you go more than 3 houses on one driveway, it turns into a road.
Yeah, that makes sense for the whole 911 and emergency response and everything else. And having a street name is nice because it's not just a road in the middle of nowhere. So that sounds nice. Snowy Owl Lane. I like it. So next thing you got to do is start getting yourself some snowy owls.
Well, that's my snow story for this week. You know, the last couple of years, well, I've lived up here, well, a long time now, 26 years. about every couple of years, we'll get one snowy owl that decides to overwinter on this property. And I think it's the same one that comes back like 2 or 3 years in a row. I'm not positive about that.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I like owls. I actually like owls a lot. I remember when I flew out of Chandler Airport in Arizona for my flight school, and they had those little burrowing owls out there. They're about the size of 3/4 the size of a squirrel, maybe half the size of a squirrel, for reference, but they're burrowing in the ground, and they have the little babies in the ground and everything else, and I got out one day to check them out, because were out of the holes, and they were all kind of hissing at me. It was kind of funny. But owls are cool. I love owls.
Well, the snowy owls that seem to roost during the wintertime up here at my property, they must come from Canada or something. I don't know where the summertime residency is. But when they come down here, they sit on a branch about, 15 feet above the ground, and they watch me. And they're very intently watching me as I, like, shovel snow and stuff. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. Birds of prey are interesting creatures. Hawks and falcons and all the bunch. They're really interesting. I don't know if I've ever told you. I've been working on befriending the crows in my neighborhood, and I feed them peanuts. They were coming when I was calling, but I don't know if that family moved on. I got a different bunch of crows hanging out in the area. They're not as in tune to my whistling. So birds in general are kind of neat. I can give or take seagulls. They're kind of like flying rats, but most birds are pretty cool. So that's neat. So I'm driving down the road here thinking about my trip to North Carolina, and I'm going back and forth. Do I take a handy talkie? Do I put the radio from my car into my wife's car? Do I put a magma on her roof that plugs into the handy talkie? I'm going through all these things, and I'm thinking, and I shouldn't even worry about it. I don't know. It feels weird going down the road without a radio for me now.
I didn't hear the whole story about the Carolina trip. Is it going to be just you in the car, or which you would want a radio for entertainment? But if there's another person, maybe not.
Yeah, that's probably a good point. Yeah, I'm going to have... It's my wife and I, we're going down, and we'll have the cat in the car. That's probably too much. You know what? I'm glad I talked to you about this. Now I don't even have to think about it. I'm not bringing the radio.
Well, just throw one in the glove box for emergency purposes, but don't try to hook it up or anything like that. If you get, like I said, you'd probably end up irritating the XYL. It would be my thought.
Yeah, I think you're right. Good thought. So I'm on my way to Harbor Springs today, and then I think late Friday night or early Saturday morning, the wife and I are going to hop in the car and head for the southern part of North Carolina, probably about 15, 20 miles north of the Georgia border, town called Franklin, where my sister-in-law lives.
Are all the roads out of Chattanooga opened again after the hurricane? Well, I assume they must be. But, you know, I've driven like 75 down to Atlanta, and there's some areas there that are pretty hilly, and they always have these flashing warning signs about fog and ice. Every time I've driven there, it's been kind of a touchy drive.
Yeah, there's some pretty big mountainous roads out there. There's still some closures. I might have to go through the Smoky Mountain National Park to get down that way. A lot of the infrastructure around Asheville is still kind of messed up. I think one of the major highways, I don't know which one, still is missing a bridge, things like that. So there's still a pretty good mess going on down there.
Yeah, I'm just thinking the last time I drove south during the wintertime, I figured, we're headed south, it's not going to be a problem. It was as much of a problem as ice and snow on the roads up here. So I was like, I better recalibrate my thinking.
KI-7 QMD. Well, you'll like this story because you'll be able to laugh at me. So we were or Denver, whatever you want to call it, for about a year. And we got into our first full winter out there. And the wife and I decided we were going to head south where it was warmer. We figured we'd take a trip to New Mexico and see what's going on down there. Well, we got to the Tone Pass, and it was blizzard conditions, and we could barely see where we were going. And I think from Raton Pass to Santa Fe, we went about 30 miles an hour. And we honestly didn't know where we were pulling off. We were looking for exits, and there are not too many out there. We were looking for exits, and we found one that had a hotel and said, oh, let's get off here. And we got to the hotel and started checking in, and we said, where are we? And they looked at us kind of funny. They said, you're in Santa Fe. I'm like, great, okay. So that was my trip going south, so I know exactly what you mean.
Well, I've got one humorous story about my travels. I went south out of Denver. I was headed kind of towards Santa Fe. But I was actually, my destination was, there are some, hot springs that were like really popular back in the roaring 20s or maybe in the late 1800s, I'm not sure. Just a couple hundred miles south of Denver. I don't know if you ever heard of those, but I was driving down there and you said there's not many exits on those roads. And you're right, I drove right by it.
Oh, darn, I hate that. And then it takes a long time to get turned around. It happened to me in Pennsylvania. I missed an exit on the turnpike in the middle of nowhere, and I had to drive an hour out of my way to get back where I was going. But I think I was on the way to the airport that time. But, yeah, travel stories, winter. But I would much rather drive in bad conditions than stay home. I'm always up for an adventure. The crazier the better. Gives my brain something to solve, I think, maybe. I really miss four-wheeling out west. I've got to get back into that one of these days. Going out in the desert and conquering back roads or the lack of roads is kind of fun. Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to let you go. I gotta think through some things, but thanks for the contact, Jim. I'm probably not going to talk to you before I leave, most likely, so you have a very Merry Christmas, and enjoy the holidays, and I'll be back up this way sometime after the first of the year. So, 73 is Jim. It's always a pleasure talking to you. KY7, QMD.
All right, well, hey, well, I'll wish you following season, fair winds, and hopefully not too bad at driving. And I will see you in a couple weeks or something. But and hopefully you're driving in the daytime. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, 73s, and have a great trip.
N8MJL Mobile.
KE8YXK, radio test, clear.